Devotion is just in time. Everything will be fine. Exodus chapter 33, verses 14 and 15. I don't know if it has ever happened to you, but there are words that feel. There are words that when you listen to them, give you rest. Give you rest. Give you the feeling of security, especially when you meet the person and understand that when you go through a crisis, you will not be alone. I think sometimes when crisis occurs, it's not so much that crisis that is the problem, but being alone to face it. Loneliness is sometimes good because sometimes being away from everything and everyone leads us to reflect and encourages us to have a personal encounter with God. So that loneliness is fulfilling its purpose, but it is bad company in the middle of crisis when it does not encourage us to have an encounter with God, but rather gives space or is an open door to give space to the thoughts that nothing makes sense and that everything is going to end. But when you know that someone is by your side, I think the path becomes easier. The burden becomes more bearable, right? I don't know if you agree with me. However, right now I'm going to show you a biblical text of a man who learned to know God to such an extent that we can say that if he lived today, he would agree with what we are talking about this morning, and it is the importance of knowing who it is that is surrounding us, knowing who we depend on, and knowing how to listen to his voice so that his words give us encouragement. This man was Moses, although I think he was not only one, because if we go to Psalms 23 and hear David speak about God, he mentions him as his shepherd, and not only says that the Lord is like his shepherd, he also confirms it by saying it the present tense, that at any time that David might have gone through difficulty, he would continue to be his shepherd. That is why in Psalm 23, David says, "The Lord is and only be," expressing this, "The Lord is my shepherd." We can denote in David's heart a complete trust in God because he had known him and he knew that everything else he wrote there, he would leave it. For example, "I will lack nothing. I will make me rest. It will make me care of me. It will comfort my soul." But everything depends on how he saw God. And he said, "He is my shepherd." That is, yesterday he was my shepherd. Today he is my pastor. And tomorrow the phrase doesn't change. He will be my pastor. It means that God is your pastor at all times. You can say it for yourself. And this is wonderful because when you made that statement, you have a deep conviction. Not that the crisis is not going to come, but that when it does, you have support. Sure, you are not going to face it alone. You are not going to face it alone because who you trust is the Lord, and he's there supporting you. He will help you. He will comfort you. This is what happens, or what happened to Moses, to the point that there came a moment in a conversation that Moses has with God. God tells him, "My presence will go with you. I will give you rest. Calm, Moses, everything will be fine." Every time I read that text of that conversation of Moses with God and of God with Moses, I take it for my life because it is a promise. God said, "I will be with you every day until the end of the world, if you want it," because it is also a personal decision. It touches my heart and gives me the strength to know that at all times, now, not only in the time of crisis and scarcity, but in the time of abundance, he promised to be there with me, and whenever I go, when I go to bed, when I get up, when leaving home, when entering, at work, on the street, there he is with me, telling me everything will be fine. Now, these words would affect us depending on who says them. Because if he is someone strange to us, for example, you are in a moment of crisis, you got bad news, or they told you that you were sick, or you have a financial problem, and you find someone who is walking there by your side, or you meet him on the street, and he says to you, "Hey, take it easy. Everything will be fine. You say, well, yes, thank you for those kind words, but you are still worried. You are not going to pay much attention, right? Because first of all, you don't know the person, and it seems too easy for someone to tell you everything will be fine. But when it is someone who cries with you, who knows you, who is there at all times, somebody you have seen his hand working on you, I am talking about God. Because even in the moments when you have not seen him, without realizing it, he has been there. He has saved you from death itself. To listen to that loving Almighty Father, that King, the great God tells you, I will be with you. I will give you rest. Everything will be fine. And you rest. We are talking about God. Suddenly you tell me, yes, Pastor. Well, I will give you a simple example, so you can see how much security God gives us. When he says those words, everything will be fine in the middle of the crisis, you have a disease and a doctor told you that you have only a few days to live. However, he is going to recommend this doctor to go and have some tests done because this person is an eminence in this field, and I know that by listening to his word, you will have the security that it will happen. So you go to that doctor who was recommended, you ask questions about him and find out he has a great reputation, he has hundreds of successful surgeries, and you know what, a person like this will give you a reliable diagnosis. And whenever you go a little disappointed, since two or three doctors had already told you nothing can be done. This doctor sends you to do some tests, sees the results and tells you, you know what, everything is going to be fine. How would you feel? You would have some peace, right? I could also give you this other example. It is like going on a 5-hour flight, and you are many feet away from the ground, and you go on the plane and turbulence begins and the plane shakes and give you two cases. The first case is that you see the flight attendants and the pilot's assistants running back and forth without knowing what to do, and the pilot leaves with his hands on his head and full of bad news. How would you feel? I imagine you would be worried. If the pilot is with that face, what can we do? Now, the second case is you are in the middle of the same storm and the plane is shaking, but the flight attendants arrive and stand next to everybody with a peaceful face and says calmly, do not worry, everything will be fine. And then the pilot speaks with a serenity and tells everybody, we are going through a time of turbulence, but everything is under control. Do not worry, everything will be fine. These are situations in which either you have peace or you worry more. But it depends on who tells you. Now in the book of Exodus, my beloved friend, Exodus chapter 33, verses 14 to 15. Look at what it says. The Lord answered him. This was a conversation between Moses and God. And they are talking there about many interesting things. And Moses was telling him, I want your grace and I want to know. If I have found grace in your presence, then God answers him, I myself will go with you. It was going to be a long road through the desert, something that would last many years. But God told Moses, I myself will go with you and give you rest. Everything will work out for you. Because those are characteristics of when God is with you. It is not to believe that adversities are not going to come. Understand me. It is not that the bad news is not going to come, because the good times are also going to come. The blessing that God is with you means first that he gives you the rest and gives you the confidence to know that along with the trial will come the solution. That means everything will go well for you, not because of the absence of trials, but because of the victory in those trials, where you will get to know God better, where the Lord will strengthen your character and your faith will be reaffirmed. Whenever Moses heard those words, I think that when you see the road and know what awaits you, well, listening to those words and then asking, if you, Lord, do not come with us, do not make us leave this place. Another version in Reina Valera 1960 says, if your presence does not go with me, don't take me out of here. Moses was saying, I don't care. I am going to paraphrase it. What I could say of it, I am not interested in achieving success. I am not interested in being recognized by people. I prefer to be in this desert but know that you are with me. Because if you are with me, everything will turn out well, and it is like that. Thus, they could enter a promised land, a land in which milk and honey flow, where all their dreams would come true. But here in the desert, the experiences you live are incomparable. In the desert, you taste the bread of heaven. In the desert, the water comes out of the rock. In the desert, there is a cloud that guides you by day and guards you from the sun. In the desert, there is a column of fire that at night prevents your enemies from approaching you and brings clarity in your walk in the desert. You have his company, his provision. He supports you. So whenever he met God in the desert, Moses had said that I prefer to stay here because for me, the most important thing is not what I can receive and what I can enjoy because it is material. It comes and goes, but your presence, is the most important thing for me. It is the same thing that Jesus qualified to his disciples, and every time the disciples went to look for Jesus, he was praying, because even though he was the Son of God, he never let go of God. The Bible says he did not spare to be equal to God, to do his will. He was subject to his Father. Conclusion, my dear friend, walking through life can cause you a lot of trouble. Depending on people, can be beneficial in some moments, but not always, because people can fail you. But God will never fail. And you can pray that prayer today and say, Lord, I want nothing more but your presence. And say like Moses, if your presence does not go with me, I prefer to stay as I am and know that you are here than to have many material things and know that you are absent. That is important, my beloved friend. I assure you. What do you want? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word. Help us to understand the blessing of knowing that you are there. And not only that you are there, but that you are showing us the way, and you give us those words of refreshment in the hardest moments, and that perhaps today many of those who are receiving this word are going through a hard moment in which they want to throw in the towel. But today you come to tell them, my presence will go with you if you allow me, and I will give you rest. And if I am with you, that tells you everything will be okay. Just believe it. Everything is going to be fine. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Today your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos spoke to you. Remember that God always arrives just on time. And if every day you want a word for your life, a devotional, I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just In Time Devotionals. Click to subscribe and click on the bell. And if you have social networks, I invite you to follow me. You will find me as @PastorEliasHC. A big hug. Blessings.